From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami.
It was a busy sports weekend, so let's catch up on a variety of the sports action. First, the NBA first round playoffs and the tragic Magic. When a basketball team at any level misses 23 straight shots during a game, that team is more than likely going to lose. The NBA's number 8 Eastern Conference Orlando Magic was at home on Friday night, and they were leading the number 1 Eastern seed Detroit Pistons 3-2 in this best-of-7 series. And the Magic raced out to a 60-38 halftime advantage and had that home crowd ready to celebrate the team's biggest first-round upset in playoff history, until they played the second half. That's when the Orlando Magic couldn't hit the proverbial broadside of a barn over the last two quarters. Orlando scored just 11 points in the third quarter. The fourth quarter produced a paltry 8 points. And yes, as we said, the Orlando Magic missed 23 consecutive shots. That tiny 19-point second half total was the lowest ever recorded in the NBA's long playoff history. Detroit was able to easily overcome the 22-point halftime advantage and won Game 6 93-79 to even the series at 3 apiece. And yes, Sunday night found Detroit back at home, and they won the finale 116-95. So the number 1 East seed Pistons will now advance into Round 2 against number 4 Cleveland. On Monday morning, the Orlando Magic announced the firing of fifth-year coach Jamal Mosley. And I've said before, it's a whole lot easier for team ownership to fire the head coach rather than fire the entire 15-man roster in Orlando. The coach was not on the floor, missing those 23 shots in a row. Next up, the Boston Celtics did indeed die by the 3-point shot. Just like Orlando, the number 2 East Conference seed, Boston Celtics, took a 3-1 series lead before losing 3 straight games to the number 7 seeded Philadelphia 76ers. And as we've covered here before, the Boston Celtics either thrive or die by their ability to make 3-point shots during a game. The NBA's fourth most prolific 3-point shooting team during the regular season clanked home just 13 of 49 shots. That's 27% from long distance in a 109-100 Game 7 home playoff loss to Philadelphia Saturday night. The Celtics blew a 3-1 playoff advantage for the first time in the team's storied history. Boston had been 32-0 all-time, in which they were leading 3-1. This year's Celtics also lost 3 of the 4 games played in their hometown at historic Boston Garden. Oh my! Philadelphia 76ers fans rejoiced as their team finally won a decisive Game 7 playoff game on the road in Boston for the very first time since Dr. J, Julius Erving, played for the Sixers back in 1982. Saturday night's Game 7 in Boston saw the visiting 76ers zoom out to a 30-15 first quarter advantage, and they never relinquished the lead. Boston played Game 7 without injured star forward Jason Tatum. He's been dealing with soreness in one of his legs and was held out of the game as a precaution. Now Jason Tatum and his teammates will have 5 months to recover and perhaps add a legitimate inside presence for next basketball season. They need one. And the Houston Rockets failed to achieve a first-round liftoff for the second consecutive year. The Houston Rockets sizzled during last year's regular season, but then they fizzled during the first round of the NBA playoffs. But the team quickly reacted and added veteran sharpshooter Kevin Durant to beef up the Rockets' scoring during the 2025-26 season. Unfortunately, the NBA's number 5 Western Division seed Rockets just crashed and burned again in the first round of the playoffs. In the first two games against the number 4 seed Los Angeles Lakers, Kevin Durant sparkled on offense. Unfortunately, that's when the other 4 Houston starters seemed to stand around and wait for their designated shooter to carry all of the offensive load. Durant was injured during Game 2, and he did not play again for the rest of the series. But the Rockets looked likely to win in Game number 3, but then they blew a 6-point lead in the final 30 seconds to go down 0-3 against the Lakers. Houston did find a win to claw back and win Games 4 and 5, but they got drubbed 98-78 last Friday night in Los Angeles and concluded their season with a finals loss. By the way, the Lakers played the entire first-round series without two of their own key starters, Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. In Houston, the Rockets may be looking at a few shakeups for the roster and perhaps the team's coaching staff after a second straight one-and-done playoff performance. Changing gears to golf and the PGA Tour, Cameron Young put the sleeper hold on the field in Miami. The PGA Tour finally returned to Miami's famed Doral Country Club Blue Monster Golf Course this past week. And while some golfers may have trembled while standing up on the tee at the tour's most difficult par 4 number 18 hole, stoic Cameron Young seemed to love every minute of it. The bearded 28-year-old golfer from New York State was winless during his first five seasons on the PGA Tour. However, during that time, Cameron Young posted six impressive top 10 finishes in the four golf majors in the past few years, so he had been overdue to win. Sunday's victory became Cameron Young's third title in just the last 9 months. He broke through with his first PGA win in August 2025 in Greensboro. Then he added the Players' Championship title in March. Young told reporters Sunday afternoon, quote, "When the golf course is difficult and the conditions are difficult, that tends to make it easier for me mentally." Andy led start to finish in all four rounds of the Cadillac Championship at Doral. His 19-under par total was 6 shots clear of world number one golfer and runner-up Scottie Scheffler. Young even called a one-stroke penalty on himself on the second hole Sunday as his golf ball wobbled in the fairway. He said, "Your heart sinks when you see it move like that, but it did move. That's part of what golf's about. There's no one who is going to give me a penalty there but myself." Nice call, Cameron. And keep your eye on Cameron Young and the upcoming PGA Championship, U.S. Open, and the Open at Royal Birkdale in England. In Texas, the Savannah Bananas packed 102,000 banana fans into Kyle Field at Texas A&M. No, it's not football season yet, but you wouldn't have known that on Saturday night in College Station, Texas. Kyle Field is the football home of the Fightin' Texas Aggies. On Saturday night, that football stadium was filled with 102,000 fun seekers as baseball's crowd-pleasing Savannah Bananas played, of course, against the Texas Tailgaters. Banana ball has been sweeping the nation with sellout crowds everywhere they play. This talented baseball team utilizes a number of get-the-fans-involved antics which help make baseball games fun to watch again. It's the baseball equivalent of the Harlem Globetrotters, except it seems like they're on steroids. Every Savannah Bananas baseball game is a party unto itself. The actual baseball game, in case it really mattered, was won by the Texas Tailgaters 4-3. And speaking of baseball, New York Yankees legendary radio announcer John Sterling passed away early Monday at age 87. He was best known for his unabashed, enthusiastic radio calls for his beloved New York Yankees. John Sterling's signature game-ending calls of
"Ball game over! Yankees win! The Yankees win!"
had been heard throughout the New York City metropolitan area for 36 years beginning in 1989. At one point, John Sterling did not miss a Yankees radio broadcast for 5,060 consecutive regular season games, covering a span of more than 30 years. The New York Yankees posted today, quote, "John Sterling breathed life and excitement into Yankees baseball games for 36 years while wearing his passion for baseball and the Yankees on his sleeve. The symmetry between John and his audience was both undeniable and magical." John Sterling was at the microphone for the last 5 New York Yankees World Series championships. His enthusiasm and talent behind the microphone will be sorely missed by all baseball fans around the world.
Aaron Judge hit a line drive, home run to left. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge.